This is the final refactored Screwturn Wiki homepage. I've logged in as admin, and I've got the admin tools menu. If I click, it appears and disappears, same as before. But the functionality is radically different. Let's actually go in and take a look. I'm hooking a drop-down class, so anything with the drop-down menu class. I hook a click event handler to it. I do some calculations here to position the menu div. So that is, this here is actually a div that's repositioned underneath the admin div, same as implementation as before. But I do a quick calculation using some jQuery methods, and then I call toggle to alternately display and hide that div. I finally call the click event to actually activate that for the first time so that that div is hidden when the page is first loaded. I could explicitly call hide, but I figured why not use that click event that I've already built. Now, to show the effect of what this looks like, if I don't put it there, is let me refresh the page here. You can see that when the page initially gets reloaded, that div is shown. Size isn't quite correct, but on second time through, it does correct itself. So I do need that there to hide it. But that's one of the nice things about jQuery. I can just chain these jQuery functions together to create more complex effects. Now, I could do that same chaining here. I could actually just call toggle after CSS rather than having it on a separate line as I do here. Exact same functionality. Let me save it. I'll refresh the page. Once again, works exactly the same as it did before. Now, the one slight concession I had to make is the page attachments div. I call an explicit hide on it, and that's because the way the Screwturn wiki code is structured, the link page attachments link isn't always displayed. The better thing to do would be to go in, modify the server-side code to always put out that link, but then hide it if there are no page attachments. So we've got this short, terse little jQuery function, jQuery code, and let's take a look at what it's replaced. We've got about 100 lines. We've got this, the window on load that there was initially was to show and hide menus, determining what the menu state is doing, toggling the attachments menu, hiding. There's all these code. Then we had some code here calculating the absolute position and the reposition. All of that's been replaced. Absolute position and reposition are used by some other functions and could be removed later on, but all of the commented code is no longer necessary. It's been replaced by this short little snippet of jQuery code, and if I put on any other page element with a drop-down menu style, a CSS class of drop-down menu, it automatically picks up this functionality. So jQuery is a great way of putting together these conventions over configuration type of scenarios where I can say, okay, anything with a drop-down menu class is a menu. I don't have to manually wire it up. I just have these little helper functions, helper snippets of code sitting inside of some common JavaScript that's loaded on every page, and jQuery magic just happens.